206-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And a wicked queen, Jezebel. And they built their palace in the land of Jezreel. In other words, to control the revelation flow. I think I spoke this in the first service. I'm appreciative of the war that our current president has begun to wage against our media. All media is not off or bad or evil, but a lot of it is. A lot of it is lies. A lot of it is propaganda. A lot of it is delusionary. A lot of it, they have an agenda, what they want you to believe, what they want you to think. Like I say, when we travel out of the nation many times, we see that the media filters everything coming here, a lot of it, and they put a spin on it in order to get you to think a certain way, in order to get you to perceive the rest of the world a certain way. And a lot of things are nothing like you think. Amen. But we've just been you know, conditioned to believe certain things, and it's not true at all for the sake of an agenda. Amen. But it's because of the media. If you notice, you notice how even how commercials, if you're watching a television program, how many times they go show the same commercial? It could be the worst product in the world, but they want you to believe it after a while. You watch it enough times, that jingle's going to be in your head, and you're going, let me go ahead and try this. Even though they said you may go blind, your right foot might fall off. You lose your hearing, but it'll help your skin. You hear a lie enough, a falsehood, you hear it enough, you get in a place where you're apt to believe it. You put your guard down. Remember Samson and Delilah? Strongest man ever walked the planet. You know, when Samson got mad in Gaza, they made him mad. See, Samson had some problems. He was carrying a few issues. See, that was what was wrong. That was what was wrong back then. And see, what's wrong with some people today, the Holy Ghost comes upon you, but he's got to live in you. See, back then they had the I won't call it the privilege, but see, they could act any kind of way. But when God wanted to get something done, the Holy Ghost would come upon them and get the job done. Samson lived a very loose lifestyle, even though he had a Nazarite vow. And he happened to love women, like to sow wild oats. I'm talking about Sam. But yet everybody was scared of him. Do whatever you want to do. Huh? Why? Because the anointing would come upon him. And when the anointing would come upon him, he was couldn't be defeated. But look, when he was in Gaza, and they made him mad one night, because he got in there and got all tangled up, and they were disturbing him. He got mad. He came busting out of there. He took the gates of the city. Now, the gates of the city wasn't just, you know, a door. The gates of the city were usually brass or iron, heavy, and usually very tall. I won't say quite as tall as these walls, but tall. He took the gates off the hinges. Read it yourself. And he walked them on his back almost 18 miles and set them on top of a hill. What did it do? It made that city vulnerable. No gates. Anything could pass in and out of there. That's how strong he was. But he had some issues. See, back then, the Spirit of God would destroy stuff because it was no way to get his Spirit into them. Today, we can cast out devils. Today, we push back darkness. We can address the spirits in people and deliver them from the spirit. So we ain't got to be killing nobody. We can kill that spirit. You know, and not kill it, but get it out of them. See, Jesus came casting out devils, pushing back darkness, delivering people. Amen. People are God's most precious commodity. So we're here not to destroy, but to seek and to save the lost. So we have authority over the devil. Samson, what did he do? He got mixed up in the wrong relationships, let down his guard. As powerful a warrior as he was, like commercials, Delilah was told by the Philistines if they gave her money first to find out where his strength was. And he loved Delilah. That's why you can't let mammon take the place of God. It'll kill you. It'll blind you. It'll enslave you. It'll make sport of you. Mm-hmm. He got entangled, and she said, Samson, you love me? Sammy, you love me. You know I love you. Well, tell me where your strength lies. You know, he played with her. Said, if you bind 3 strong cords and put it around me, you know, you think he'd have got a clue? When he wake up and he's bound by 3 strong, hey, what's up here? But the point, she stayed at it. Till it says his spirit was vexed. See, it's like you reach a midnight. When you reach midnight, you're going to either do one or two things. You're going to either give up or you're going to get out. You know what I mean? At midnight, Paul and Silas, they got out because they didn't give up on God. But she vexed him and vexed him and vexed him until finally, at last, he revealed his secret. But see, it was that constant. Get yourself out of the field of constant badgering and a constant beating and a constant denying of your faith, a constant coming. Get away from people that are always talking negative to you about everything and, you know, always renouncing your God and belittling your faith and your vision and, oh, you ain't never going to amount to that. That ain't going to happen for you. Get away from that. So that after a while, you're not believing that too. You know the story. The first thing they did when they cut off all his locks, his strength was gone. He got up and shook himself like in times before. But it wasn't nothing to his shake now, because he'd given away his secret. They bound him. They blinded him. Then they put him to work in the dungeon. He was down there with oxen, grinding the meal. The meal was in the big thing, and he was pushing. And then when they wanted to, they brought him out for sport to mock him. But it seemed like the Philistines would have been smarter, because the brother's locks had grown back. We cut him off, he got weak. They go back, the brother might be strong again. But see, they didn't discern none of that. God didn't let them see it. You know the story. In his final days, he destroyed more of the government of the enemy than all the other battles that he had. 3,000 of the Lord's, the whole government of Palestine was there. And he knocked those pillars out and destroyed all of them in his death. Amen. So we see Jehu commissioned. His assignment is to take back the land of Revelation, the land of Jezreel, to destroy the house of Ahab. The first battle that we see him encounter, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22, he overtakes one of Jezebel's sons, a prince, by the name of Joram. And the name Joram simply means exalted one. Exalted one. This was the initial part, the beginning of his conquest, of his warfare. He encountered the exalted one. How many know that there's been an exalted one over our city? Sometimes an exalted one over your finances. Sometimes an exalted one over your health. God has not made you sick to teach you something. Somebody shout, the devil is a lie. Why is it that God would make you sick when by his stripes you were healed? If Jesus cast the devil out through Beelzebub, how can his house stand? That's a house divided. God's not making you sick and making you well. Come on, is he is or is he ain't? It's one or the other. And that's the important thing that we're going to see about Jehu before we close out here. The first battle, he came against Joram, the exalted one. 2 Kings 9, verse 22. It came to pass when Joram, the exalted one, saw Jehu, he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredoms of your mother, Jezebel, and her witchcrafts are so many." And Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, O Ahaziah." And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength. Somebody say full strength. Say it again, full strength.
Full strength.
See, this is the key. This is the key to our taking back. Get the car off of cruise control.
Amen. Amen.
Put the pedal to the metal. Floor that baby.
Amen.
See how it will perform. Keep the foot on the pedal all the way to the floor. See, you've been used to cruising. And you've only reaped a cruising harvest. But it's time to put the pedal to the metal. Tell somebody, full strength.
Full strength.
See, first of all, we already looked at how God is killing that spirit of slavery. That spirit of fear. What if this happens? What if that? No, no, no. God's killing that. That's bygone. You're not fearing anything. Tell somebody right now, no fear here.
No fear.
Say it again, no fear.
No fear.
Right here.
Right here.
Okay, get it back up for me. Jehu drew a bow with his full strength. He teaches my hands to war. And smote Joram.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Quem será contra nós? Quem será?